Russia wants to sell Nord Stream gas to Europe again, leaders would be suicidal to refuse. By Oliver J. J. Lane on March 26, 2025. The matter of Russian energy exports is being discussed in talks with the United States. Moscow says, telling Europe they would have to be mentally ill to turn down cheap natural gas. Russia and the United States are discussing the potential resumption of energy exports through the Nord Stream pipeline and the ongoing ceasefire and peace talks, the Kremlin says. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated on Wednesday it would be advantageous to restore normal energy supply to Europe, revealing the Nord Stream pipelines are being discussed with the United States now. The subject is one that will not be welcomed in Europe, which had become dependent on cheap Russian energy in the decades after the end of the Cold War, and consequently suffered a damaging energy shock at the outbreak of the 2022 invasion. European countries were slow to admit they had a problem, with Germany infamously laughing off Donald Trump's warnings of its vulnerability to Russia by being so dependent on it in 2017, but having gone through the pain of adjusting to a new reality of considerably higher energy prices, it may well not wish to go back to how things were. In an apparent bid at provocation, Lavrov teased that Europe may be forced into taking Russian energy again. He continued, "It will be interesting if the Americans use their influence on Europe and will force it not to reject the Russian gas. That would look surreal. Fuel costs are several times higher for Europe and its businesses than for U.S. businesses." Referring specifically to the Nord Stream pipelines, three of which were blown up by saboteurs in the early days of the war, leaving one theoretically operable but still dormant, Lavrov observed European leaders like Ursula von der Leyen say that they will never allow restoring the Nord Stream pipelines. To not want the return of cheap Russian energy must mean these people are either mentally unhealthy or suicidal, he claimed. At the very least, for Europe to import Russian gas and oil again would mean the nations of Europe lifting their sanctions on Russian businesses and individuals. Per the European Union's own account, that presently seems unlikely even in the case of peace, as Europe's stated conditions are essentially total Ukrainian victory. A spokesman for the European Commission, which von der Leyen leads, said today, "The end of unprovoked and unjustified Russian aggression in Ukraine and the unconditional withdrawal of all Russian armed forces from the entire territory of Ukraine would be one of the key prerequisites for amending or lifting sanctions. This sets up Europe for something of a confrontation with the Trump White House, which has set on a course of splitting Russia off from China again by giving it a chance to again engage in the Western economy. Nevertheless, Europe remaining disconnected from Russian energy guarantees a stable and high-paying market for American natural gas exports, to Trump's benefit. The simple economics of Europe's industrial base being crushed by astronomical energy prices might just force things for pragmatism, however." Major oil company Total Energy's CEO Patrick Pouyant said of the discussion of Russian gas, "I would not be surprised if two out of the four Nord Stream pipelines came back to stream, not four out of the four. There is no way to be competitive against Russian gas with LNG coming from wherever." He continued, "I think it will be interesting to see if we'll resist to the cheap Russian gas, or not. I think Central Europe will not fully resist," reports Reuters. Russia has talked a big game on peace in recent weeks, broadly appearing compliant with President Trump's initiatives. But naturally there is doubt about how sincere they are, exactly, about wanting peace. President Trump himself said on Wednesday that it could be they're dragging their feet. "I've done it over the years. I don't want to sign a contract. I want to sort of stay in the game, but maybe I don't want to do it, quite, I'm not sure. But, no, I think Russia would like to see it end. And I think Zelensky would like to see it end at this point." The European Union itself is pessimistic too, with Commission spokesman Anita Hipper adding, "Experience has shown that Russia must comply with the European Union's security demands. Experience has shown that Russia must be judged by its actions, not its words." Russia also accuses Europe of bad faith in turn. Today, the head of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Bureau went to the length of accusing European Union nations of using Nazi-era techniques to intimidate the European Philistine with the Russian threat. "These moves are like Goebbels' Ministry of Public Education and Propaganda," he said, "and were intended to instill an existential Russophobia through brainwashing." The United States announced separate agreements on targeted ceasefires with both Russia and Ukraine on Monday afternoon. Russia claims to be already observing a ceasefire on energy infrastructure and to have been doing so, as President Putin's command, for over a week. Ukraine dismisses this claim, saying its own energy infrastructure is repeatedly attacked.